Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, coming from New York. So here we are. And going to have a wonderful time here. If you wish to call in, you can. We're here. So if you have any questions, please do so. Let's start off with an entity clearing for everybody. Get rid of some of these bad Scoobies here that we have attached to us somewhere in our body. And here we go. Going to work with the bottom of our feet. Boy, I'm already yawning. Holy moly. Maybe somebody has tired feet out there or something. So here we go. So working with the bottom of our feet, going up to our ankles. We have some people coming on the fast chat. So hi, everybody. And here we go. If you want to call in, you can to ask questions about healings, etc. And working up now to our ankles, calves right now, taking away these entities. And now moving up to our knees. Knees are big ones. People a lot of times, will trip, and naturally what's going to hit first typically is your knees. So you may have knees that have a problem. And they can attract entities, you know, anytime. And if you had entities attached to you maybe 30 years ago, let's try to get them out right now. So here we go. We're working on the knees. And remember, they come in and they stay with you. And they bring in their personality and their lifestyle and they wish the way they wish to use your body. Remember, if you're not home, who is? And they are. So here we go. Let's now go up to our pelvis area, hip joints, okay? And I heard a beep. Somebody come on there? Got a caller?
Yes, I'm Larry here, Ron. Hello.
Hi, Larry. You're coming on loud and clear.
Pardon me?
You're coming in loud and clear. So
okay.
I'll start clearing here. If you want to just keep talking, I'll work up the body. So what would you like?
Okay, great.
Go ahead, Larry.
Yes, Ron, I had a few quick questions, and one was about the word eternal. Is that a word that we could use in regard to a light being?
The word what?
The word eternal. Is that word used in regard to a light preference?
Eternal. I don't know. You know, languaging gets kind of funny. You know,
mm-hmm.
I guess light beings, in a sense, would be eternal. I don't see any problem with that. Remember, you just don't want to, you want to keep everything very simple in languaging, because remember, our language comes from the darkness, so the easiest way is to keep the words very simplistic and just to, you know, maybe you might want to look up the definition, how it's known to us for that word. Like the word.
I know when I think of eternal, it seems like an eternal feeling, and then you're supposed to get knowledge through that, but then when the light of the heart feeling comes about, that could be a little bit different, and I didn't know if one was any preferred over the other or not.
Probably not.
Uh-huh.
Just know what the word means. So it's always good to figure that out beforehand before you use the word. Because there are many meanings to, you know, many words. So.
Okay. And then I wanted to ask you, is there anything as vampires and werewolf species?
Yes, there are. Uh-huh.
There is. Okay. And
yes,
then I wanted to say the Drakians are blue-skinned humanoids, I believe. And Krishna had blue skin, too. Is there a relationship there?
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I can't answer that one for you right now, Larry. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll put that on the shelf, then.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just sit back and listen to the healing, then, that you're doing.
Okay. Thank you, first of all.
Thank you. Okay.
Yep. So here we go. We're working now up to our shoulders right now. Yawning again. I think I heard another beep. Someone else call in?
Yes, Ron?
Hi, who's this?
It's Pauline. I wanted to share something that I just rediscovered because of the shift that you had shared with the group on Monday's show about the Earth Spirit. I remembered I had just, you know, like in June, gotten the mental barcode, which could explain why I didn't get such a heavy-duty, you know, reaction to it, because that was supposed to clear, I believe, the mass consciousness and the universal mind consciousness. So, I mean, I had a great night's sleep, you know, like the last few days, but I didn't have such, you know, horrible experience like everybody else was sharing. And I think a lot of people have, you know, skipped over that barcode, but for some reason I felt I needed that when I did my mental body clearing. And that I feel really will help people in case they really are still, you know, adjusting to what's going on with the earth, spirit shifting.
Well, that's very good, yes,
So, yes. And that's, yeah. And, but, you know, I also had the magnetic bodies aligned and untwisted, so I wasn't sure what was actually helping me because I was doing some online clearings, and I felt much more intense healings coming through, and it could have been, you know, partly that, but I, you know, remembered the barcode, so I just wanted to share that.
So you want to describe your healings with the magnetic body and then the other one, which was the twisted bodies. Do you want to comment on that, what you've experienced so far?
Well, what I could tell is only, like, as you were doing them, I wasn't feeling so hot. Like, sometimes I'd feel dizzy, just like you were. And then, like, a few days later, like I said, it took me, like, I didn't realize that, you know, that things were coming much clearer. So when I was doing my online, like, I have the light infusion chamber and the entity clearings, and I was able to feel it so much deeper than I ever did before. So I don't know if anybody hasn't, you know, has done them or is about to do them, go back and do some of the online clearing and see if they come in even, you know, stronger, because that's what I've experienced recently. So I, you know, I'm still feeling, I don't know, I don't really know what it's doing, but I'm, you know, like I said, that it's hard for me to tell one from the other now, because I'm, like, starting to realize some of these, I didn't know what to expect, and everybody's an individual, and I don't know what, you know, even if I ask anybody else, they have different experiences than I do, so I guess.
Uh-huh.
Is what I can share. That's what I mean, I'm not a seer or anything like that, but I can feel certain energies around me.
That's
so
great.
I don't know. I wonder if that will make it easier for me to deal with all this dark front energy. I mean, my clearer body now will be able to handle all the light infusion stuff and all the clearings that I've been getting on the intensive call. So I'm hoping that this will make it much more easier for me when I ever go on the conference calls. That I'll be able to, and I don't know, you don't have to feel them, but I sort of like enjoy, would like to know that I'm really getting it, if I could really feel it the way I think I'm going to feel them now.
That's good, yeah, it takes away a lot of density, so that's good.
Yeah,
the twisted body is very, very different, and, you know, that's after you have the magnetic bodies realigned, so it's just another clearing that.
But I think the twisted really made them much, I don't know, because you had done them overlapping, so I really couldn't tell the difference, but I really feel the twisted one, untwisting it, really made it really come through strong.
Yes, uh-huh.
The healings.
Yep, so you know, all the body is aligned to receive light. That's what's actually happening. That's great.
Okay, I'll let you go back to your healings.
Okay.
Thanks.
You're very welcome. Thank you for sharing. Let's work now up to our neck and up to the top of our head and going down our arms naturally, down to our fingers. That feels very good. Okay, so we got rid of some of these entities here, much as we can during this short program here, and let's now bring in some more of your spirit into your body. Here we go, so coming in. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So you should feel maybe a little heavier now as more of you come into your body. So, see if our co-host is out there. Sylvia, you out there in cyberspace, Sylvia?
Yep, I'm out here in cyberspace. Hello and welcome, everyone, and thanks to Pauline and Larry for calling. That was great. And if anybody else would like to call in, you can certainly do that. Let me give you the number to call. It is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And maybe you have a healing request that you'd like to sample. Or maybe you have a question for Ron about Ascension or about the Lightship. So please go ahead and call. We'd love to hear from you. And in the meantime, I see a question on the fast chat. So, Ron, we have a question here that says, can you give us an update on the progress of the Earth Spirit since it moved itself into its auric field?
No updates. I probably won't be connected with that energy. I'm just, you know, what happened is that the Earth Spirit moved out most of its energy there to ward off the aliens so it can protect itself and, you know, bring itself more into its own spiritual integrity for ascension. So I probably won't have any updates for that. That's just what happened, and it's doing what it needs to do to ward off these energies that are attacking it, which also was attacking everybody listening here and everybody on the planet. So it's here now doing its role, we'll say, of bringing itself back into spiritual integrity. And it needs to do that before it can leave this blueprint of the Earth to do its ascension process. Remember, it has to regain all of its spiritual identity, just like you have to do. Get rid of the densities, get rid of the traumas, the dramas, and everything else, so that it can ascend. And also, you need to do the same thing. So it's here doing its role, and in the process, it should make life on this planet much better for most people. Because as it gets rid of these attack energies from the aliens, it will actually be able to bring in more love energy to the planet. So that's how it works. Remember, it has to integrate into itself again, into the blueprint of itself, and along with bring its energy and wholeness to itself. So it's still responsible for the planet, but at some point, if it can't fully do that, when ascension time comes, and like I mentioned many times before, this spiritual blueprint of the planet will no longer be energized. But in the process, it's doing what it can do to bring back, you know, its energy to the planet to help it out so it can, you know, get released out of these densities. So this is the whole thing, is reintegration, bringing back its spiritual integrity. And it's much like you, what you're doing, everybody, hopefully you're trying to bring your body into the ascension process. Well, the Earth Spirit is doing the same thing for the planet. The planet does not have to do any type of ascension. Your body would like to ascend, but the planet actually does not have to ascend. Just the Earth Spirit will, because at that point the planet energy then will simply just be a blueprint, much like your body would be also. But your body, you know, has been here for so long that it would like to actually live elsewhere, somewhere else, where the planet necessarily doesn't really have to do that. It can just become a blueprint again in storage, we'll say. But it's here to help to ward off the alien attacks, which is going to help everyone on this planet in the ascension process. So that's kind of what's happening. As far as, like I said, updates, I probably won't be having much of anything happening because I don't know how long it's going to take. And, you know, it's the Earth Spirit doing what it can do to facilitate this process. So if you do feel slightly maybe ungrounded or something, that's because the Earth Spirit has left. Basically, 80% of it's gone, doing spiritual warfare against the aliens that are attacking its body, just like people try to do here. That's how we have on the website the alien attack removal. So it's doing the same basic thing, and it's proactive now, fighting off these energies. And hopefully the people that are on this planet who are attempting to bring in love energy and everything else here, all they're doing is causing harm to the planet, the Earth Spirit, and humanity, because it's not needed. I heard another beep there, so someone else come online. We have a caller out there.
Hi, yes, Ron.
Hi.
Hi, it's Marianne.
Hi, Marianne.
And hi. I just wanted to mention something that Pauline said a little bit ago about the magnetic body alignment clearing you do and the twisted body alignment clearing. I felt quite a few wonderful things going on during both processes. I could feel like things shifting in my body, and I'm not sure about the Earth Spirit energy or that changing what I was feeling, but what I was experiencing. I could feel things moving in my body, and it didn't feel uncomfortable or anything. I could just tell things were moving. And then I just noticed that I felt a lot better. I felt like moving back into place, like my back had felt a little bit bent over for quite a while, and I felt my back straighten out, and my vision got a lot clearer. It was like you were putting everything back, and you and Lightship were putting everything back the way it was supposed to be, and I was sensing those realignments and those adjustments, and it felt very good. So I just wanted to add that. I could really tell some good effects, and especially when the clearing was completed. So I just wanted to thank you very much for that.
Okay, you're welcome, yeah. So that does, what the magnetic body does is put your physical body and the alignment of all the invisible bodies that you can't see back into spiritual integrity so that you're able to
okay.
sustain more energies in your body. So remember, we live in a mind energy controlling energy system here in time, and the time is where the problem is. Remember, when we're not here and we're in the time energy, how long are you not here? That's the scary part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't know
yeah.
that. So that's the problem. You know, what are they doing to us when we're not here? And, you know, it's just one of those things. Do we have a caller online again, or does I just hear some feedback there or something? Okay, maybe not. So, you know, that's the million-dollar question, I guess. You know, where are you when you're not here? Well, in mind energy, you could be anywhere, and you could be, you know, being messed with in that time frame. This is why you want to stay more heart-centered, to be connected to your spirit. So your only basic protection that you have, people ask about, how do I get spiritual protection? And the only protection that you actually have is having your spirit with you, and that's it, you know. So that's why on all of these BBS programs, we help you to get more into your body with your spirit, because if it's not with you, then who is, and what's messing with you, just like the entities when we first started releasing them from people. So I guess I'll turn it back over to Sylvia. So Sylvia, are you out there still?
Yep, I'm here, and thank you so much, Marianne. That was wonderful to hear about your experiences with that clearing. And I'll just continue on, I guess, with some of these questions. We've got quite a few on the fast chat also. The next question I see is from Cindy, and she was asking, what would help my cat, Fluffy? She has a large lump.
Well, first of all, go on the conference calls, because we go to the light ship for an hour, and that would help your cat, because you can bring your cat up for healing on the light ship. So that's the first thing that I would suggest doing. Those we have on Mondays and Fridays for 1 hour, and it's $20 to go up. And it starts at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. And that's what I would probably suggest, first of all. You can also do a emotional clearing for your cat. So most animals are pretty young. It's the same price as humans. So if your cat, say, 5 years of age, it's $25, and do an emotional clearing for your cat. And that will help it release the energies. The animals normally go through the healing process pretty quick, so that they don't carry on a lot of judgment. And, you know, normally what I would say happens is our animals somehow pick up whatever we're dealing with ourselves. So animals like pets, dogs and cats will take on our illnesses. So I would say if your cat has a lump, then you might want to maybe figure out, if you can, some way, ask your spirit, ask the cat spirit, what is in that lump and what's wrong with you to give the cat the lump. That's normally what happens. Not all the time, but that's what typically happens with animals, is that they will you know, take on the energy that we can't heal ourselves or that we're oblivious to. So that's what normally happens, and why animals are actually probably in our lives to help save us through different situations. Although still the genetics of the animal can also have, you know, a manifestation done to it by the darkness too. Remember, everything that we have that's wrong with us is from darkness, is from judgment. So that's why we don't live a long time, because we carry judgment inside of our bodies, and so do the animals. So the main thing is, I would say, go online, do an emotional clearing for your cat, and then get on the conference calls, and you can bring your cat up. And like I said, the cost for that is $20 per one-hour session. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see. We have Mia on the line, and Mia's requesting a sample of the planetary clearing.
Okay. So I'll just describe that again if you don't know what it is. The planetary clearing is your basic natal chart, although there's thousands of planets besides the one that they talked about here, which is just a handful of them. So the planetary clearing, these planets cord you, connect to you, suck out your life force energy. This is what they do. Just think of having 2,000 people maybe in a room, and you're in the center of the room, and they all send you psychic attack energies and start pulling the life force out of you. This is what they're doing to you. And so getting these things off of you will allow you to live a much better life. And that's what I recommend doing, because the planets are one of the main things that we know about here. Everybody knows about their natal chart. You know, it's widely known about looking in every newspaper for your horoscope to see the good things that's going to happen to you typically. They don't tell you about the bad ones, but they do talk about things that typically are more positive. But remember, that's all energies that's in the mind matrix that's controlling you. Remember, if you had free choice, free will, why would you have a horoscope telling you what to do or what's going to happen to you? Doesn't make any sense. So that's just reading the dark side script for a given sign that is you, and your natal chart probably goes into much more detail, and that's still dark side information. So here we go. We'll take away 10 planets. This is like, you know, like a drop of water in the ocean, basically. It's just a little bit to relieve the energies from you. So again, if you have a physical condition, a problem, just think of that right now. And your spirit will help to release from you the energies that are corded to you negatively. And I guess everything that's a cord is negative anyway, but I'll use the word a negative cord connecting to you to take away your life force, which can cause illness, disease, pain, etc., and low energy. So here we go. First planet released, second released, third released, fourth released, fifth released, sixth released, seven released, eight released, nine released, and 10 released. There we go. Okay. Back to you, Sylvia.
All right. So we have Karen on the line, and she is asking if you could explain the EMF clearing you did on one of last week's shows and talk about the Creation Lightship's perspective on EMF radiation.
Well, there's a lot of electronic radiation here. Whenever you have a transmitter of any type sending out, you know, the electromagnetic waves, it's going through your body. You know, it's kind of interesting, as we take for granted, you know, that you have maybe a cell phone in your pocket and somehow it rings, you know, and you go, wow, that's really neat. Well, is that energy going through your body to the cell phone? Of course it is, okay? If you put the cell phone on the table next to you, will the energy still go through you? Well, yes. It may not be your phone ringing, but maybe somebody 20 feet away and that line's going right to you, right through you. Whether it's coming, you know, sideways, you know, parallel to the earth or up and down, it's transmitting everywhere. And so you're being kind of like in a shower of these radiation energies. So I would assume that the light ship, looking at that as far as what's happening to you, all this would be an invasion energy on your physical body and also on your spirit, because these energies are coming into you, going to wherever they need to go to. In the old days, they probably still have it now, but in the old days, if you knew about electronics, maybe studied electricity or something, what they had was known as a Faraday shield. And a Faraday shield, even the old stereo equipment had that too. They had a lot of shielding. You bought a stereo and it was made out of metal. You might remember that if you have one even laying around in your house. You know, they're all metal because you needed a metal top on it and metal bottom, et cetera, to shield the EMF waves to make it sound better. Stuff now is all plastic, so they're also emitting waves out of them, okay? So just like your computer, is it all metal? No, it's probably made out of plastic, so it's actually transmitting stuff to you, much like the wiring in your house. So all this is going to affect you somehow. So you are being bombarded by these electromagnetic frequencies, and I'm sure that is causing harm. How much harm, it's hard to say, but it's still not a positive thing. So we can do an EMF clearing here. If you want to bring in the light beam on your monitor screen, just scroll down a ways here on the monitor screen. We have some new information up here on the BBS site. It looks like the right side has different movies that we've talked about that you could look at. Quite interesting. The one they live is kind of interesting, showing aliens or other people living here from somewhere else. But just scroll down and bring up the light beam underneath the blinking flower. And I have it up on my computer now. We'll bring in the energy to help, in a sense, to shield you from the electromagnetic radiation around you, or EMF, electromagnetic forces. So here we go. I'll count to 10, and you might feel yourself being like a little bubble. And they'll hold the energy for you for this for probably about next maybe half an hour during this show here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do it again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you should feel a little shift with the energy around you. You may feel like your computer now is separated from you. And if you have your cell phone out, you might notice that it may not be transmitting energies to you, even though it's still working. So, back to you, Sylvia.
And what I notice for myself when you do that is just kind of a deeper level of relaxation for the body, like the muscles can just kind of let go, like maybe they're normally kind of tensed up, just fighting off or fending off or dealing with all of that energy coming at it. So this way it seems much more relaxing. And we actually have two questions that are related to this same subject. Karen is continuing her question, asking whether or not this kind of clearing is available on the online clearings on your website.
I don't think it's on there yet. I'll just see if I can consider, you know, putting that on there. I don't know. We'll see what happens in the future here. I don't know how long the light ship can hold that space for you, okay? Because it's still, it's a real heavy-duty clearing because they have to eliminate everything around you from bombarding you. So it takes a lot of energy to do that. Just doing this show like that might just seem very simple as I, you know, maybe count to 10 or something, but there's a lot of energy that they have to put around you to help you and also to empower your spirit from that. But we'll see what we can do. Maybe it can be a possibility. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. And then Ron, Ed is asking if you can say what percentage of mind control was erased when the Earth Spirit moved.
No idea. It's still in process. All this is still in process here, so it's just a thing that the Earth Spirit is doing, so I'm not really myself looking at it and getting that much involved with it. That's not why I'm here. I'm just I just told you what happened, so you could ask your own spirit. It might be able to tell you that information. I know it's going to take a while. How long, I don't know. But remember, as long as we have these do-gooders out there bringing in energies here, it'll slow things down a lot because they're the gateway. Every practitioner who prays, every practitioner who brings in love energy to the planet or whatever else, they're using the dark energies and you know, waving the plague up to come into this vortex or to this energy, the sphere or whatever it would be, to bring in more darkness. So, you know, it's not going to be an easy thing for the Earth Spirit to deal with, because naturally everybody has free will, free choice, and ignorance runs amok down here. And that's what happens. So here we are. We're all on this boat, you know, almost sinking completely because of the people wanting to see aliens, wanting to bring them in, wanting to have that consciousness. And it'll be interesting to see what happens to the practitioners who do deal with aliens. And, you know, there are ones that still live here. So they have this also as their planet, you know, who live underground, we'll say. And then there are the ones that are created here that people think are aliens, you know, the UFOs, et cetera. And they still may have sightings continuously because they're not from, they're not actually UFOs. They're crap that was created here on this planet by people like your neighbor. So anyway, we still may have a lot of sightings happening, but they may not be actual aliens riding around in them. We have the same information, the same technology that was given to us by these particular races. So anyway, I won't get into that too much. So that could be a question that somebody may want to bring up. Well, what's going to happen with all the aliens that come here and all the sightings? Are they going to go away? I really doubt it, because I think probably most of the sightings that people see are actually the ships that are actually created here. And then it gets into the thing, well, are the good aliens going to be able to come in? You know, that's completely not what I'm here about to talk about. So I'm sure that question will come up, and I have no answer for that. It's just that the Earth Spirit is doing its job to get rid of this dark energy of mind control that's being transmitted to it and also humanity. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we have quite a few more questions, but also a request, so let's see, I'll take up the request first and then get to the rest of the questions. So we have a request for a cording release from people.
A cording release from people, that's a very good one, because everybody cords everybody normally. So you say, how does that happen? Well, when you think of somebody, as soon as you think of that person, you're cording them. Number one, and you are bringing in their energy to you, and you're also bringing your energy to them. And when that happens, since their energy is not your energy, you're using mind energy, then you can actually bring in an energy to yourself. Let's just say that, for instance, you think of a person, and that person at that exact moment that you connect with them, thinking of them, is having just an awfully bad day. Well, all of a sudden, that bad energy of their bad day is going to come right into you. And naturally, when it comes into you, you're going to have a bad day because you're sharing that experience with them. This is why you don't want to necessarily talk about other people, think about other people, curse other people, curse things around you, because everything has energy. And it will be attracted right to you. And in that process of attracting it to you, you're going into that emotional roller coaster ride of having that experience. And that emotional roller coaster ride experience will be determined on how much judgment you have in your body and how much you wish to release. So if you have a very, very bad day with something, it's because you have a lot of negative energy stored there from that particular experience. And that means that your body wants to release it. But on the surface, you're just going to realize that your day is not working very well for you, or why is this happening to me? And it's only because your body wants to get rid of it. So the more intense you're having as far as a pattern, you know, a bad day situation, your thoughts, you know, reoccurring over and over again, which is what I call a mind loop session, then you're going to be dealing with that energy. And the stronger it is for you, the more you go on that emotional roller coaster ride, the more that you need a healing from that. And this is why you don't want to cord people. You can bring into your life their life experience, just like, you know, connecting to that energy, and it can be very negative for you. So this is why it's not good to cord people. So here we go. We'll do a cording release now from people. So why don't you just think of a person that you believe you thought about. Doesn't matter if it's negative or positive. It's still the energy being transmitted to them, which will be negative. And then we'll release that from you, too. So here we go. This is the energy that you gave to someone else. And they're going to do the reverse of that, bringing that energy back. So here we go. This is your cordings from someone. So here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now what we're going to do is take the energy that the person gave you by you cording them or them cording you. Either way, makes no difference. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And people notice cordings, too, when they go to a certain location. Maybe you're walking down the street. Maybe you go to a certain shopping center or something, and you walk in front of a doorway, and you go, man, this energy doesn't feel good to me. And you might be feeling the energy that's attempting to cord you also. So it's all negative aspects of cordings and getting into the energetics of something else that's giving you a bad vibration. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So let's see. Well, Pauline had a couple of really great reminders that she posted on the fast chat. One is that on your website, Ron, there's the section for object activation where someone can go and they can take, you know, a pendant or jewelry or clothing or their food or any kind of object that they want to use, and then they can have that activated by the light beings with whatever energy that they want to have in that. And one of the options on the drop-down menu is for EMF protection. So that's something that people can use to help with that, which is wonderful. And then there's also the water activation section. So those are a couple of great things to remember.
Yes, and remember also when you do the activations of either water or pendant, that's only done in that present moment when you did it, okay? And so what I will tell you is that it's only going to work as long as you need that particular frequency of what you're using or where you live right now in your life with energy. So since you're changing frequencies, just by charging a pendant today, or even say you went to a store and you saw a pendant and it said that it's designed for some kind of special energy for you, it may only last a day or two until you actually incorporate the energy in you, because you're going to be mixing your energy with it. And hopefully, like if you bought a pendant, that the person was not maybe drunk or on drugs or something when they were doing this energetic transmission to it, and or maybe reading a book, being connected to the aliens too. That works also. And that, you know, you're not going to be harmed by it. So basically, on the light chip healings, do your pendant, do your water charging. And like I say, it may last maybe only half a minute to maybe a week. It's hard to say, but as you change and integrate the energies, then you want to do it over again. It's not a permanent thing because nothing is going to be permanent. It'll be permanent with the energy, but you may grow out of it. This is why it's so nice to be able to go into there and reactivate it from where you are right now in the present moment. So everything that you are doing with the light shift works with you in the present moment, and the moment will change as you change frequencies. As you grow into a frequency energy, then you will probably need to re-energize it for what your intent is. And this is how it works. So, you know, if you did a pendant, say, 6 months ago, I could probably almost guarantee that it's no longer going to work for you, and it might feel useless, maybe around your neck or something, only because it helped you out and gave you what you requested. And then from there, you want to have it reactivated over again. So if you do feel that way, then just go in and recharge it up, and it'll be new energy for you as you work into the new frequency that you're asking for. And then once you incorporate it in your energy field, then it will no longer work for you because you're already that energy. This is why pendants that people buy don't work, because they work when you first get it, and then after that they can't work because you're moving into a different frequency. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so we have Lionheart on the fast chat asking, what is your opinion about Kryon, K-R-Y-O-N?
I have no comment about other people doing particular modalities or healings or anything else, channeling, et cetera. Your own information from your spirit will tell you what it's about of anybody else, so even myself. So that's how I relate to these questions. So I don't comment typically on anyone else doing any other type of work of any type. Your spirit has the answer for you, so connect to your spirit. What I can say, though, is if you are questioning a practitioner, then what you may want to do is go on to the Alien Attack Removal, and on that page we have a place for websites. And some people have mentioned that they have, in passing, or even just put a person's name in there, and that also would, in a sense, like work with the Dark Side Practitioner clearing. I don't think we have a name entry box there, but the Alien Attack Removal would help you out with that. So just put somebody's name in. Maybe your neighbor's causing you problems. And so, again, that's like a psychic attack. It's an attack on you, and put your neighbor's name in there and just see if you have any relief. And if you do, you know that they're giving you, in a sense, bad vibrations. So this is why we put this on the website, because a lot of times the energies of websites can come into you and harm you. Nothing to really do with the person putting the website up. A lot of people don't know about energies, and they put out a lot of information about different things to bring forth information so people can understand things. And there's nothing wrong with that, but you know, if you do check out maybe a link on somebody's website or something, then, you know, you do want to make sure that you feel good afterwards and that you're not hooked up to something. So this is the way the darkness works. It works through the information media along with books. So, you know, just enter something in there. And if you feel your body responding, a lot of people are not typically psychic enough to understand, but if you do feel your body relaxing more after you do this process, then you know that that particular book that you purchased or website or person's name, you know, or whatever is, you know, connecting to you, giving you a negative energy. And this is why it's so beneficial to do this, so that you can, you know, live a more peaceful life. As far as, like, people's names or other, you know, healers or anything else, I don't even get into that, because, remember, you have your spirit with you to find out if what you're doing is proper or not. You always have to ask your spirit, because it will tell you. It's the gateway to the light, and if someone is not transmitting light, even though they may say that they are, then you want to check with your spirit. It will not bringing anything to you of darkness. Doesn't live there, doesn't know about darkness, so it's not going to allow darkness into its realm because it doesn't know about darkness. Back to you, Sylvia.
Ron, I believe I heard a beep. Do we have a caller on the line?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hi. Sounds like Kyle.
I wanted to give a quick testimonial. I've cut myself 2 times before, and each time I should not have stopped bleeding, but basically within like 1 or 2 seconds, I think I stopped bleeding. So I know the light ship did something. So I think that's an interesting testimonial because, you know, cuts are pretty deep, and so for them just to stop bleeding, it's pretty amazing.
That's very good.
Great.
Great, so thank you for calling. Oh, you had a bleeding problem and the light ship stopped that. That's great. Wonderful. That can happen. As you people are out there listening, as you're connecting more with this particular BBS show and maybe the conference calls and whatever you do, you're actually getting more light into you from your spirit. Remember, your spirit's the gateway. And once you're connected, the light ship, in a sense, I can't guarantee this 100%, but the light ship does, in a sense, watch over you somehow. And so just by being connected, even though you may not even understand or know about it, you can have things happen to you on a miraculous healing that would normally have not taken place if you have not been connected to the light ship. So I've had a lot of interesting comments from people just by having the light ship or just working with them or just having them come on the BBS program here or whatever. It's all a positive thing, and you're able to have those connections made. And when things do happen, I can describe one thing. I did a healing with a lady. I mentioned this quite a while ago. I think it's maybe a year ago that it happened. I did an emotional healing on a lady here in New York, and I get a phone call maybe about 3-4 days later. I'm doing another private session with somebody, and my cell phone rings, and she says, "Ron, I just had this experience, and you appeared to me or something, in a sense, and you said that I was, what did she say, that I was in an accident." Well, what happened to her is that she physically was in her car here in New York, and coming to an intersection, I believe, and somehow this truck across the way from her somehow, I guess, went into the air and was flying at her. And all of a sudden, it came to her, it would have actually killed her. I think it was a bleed through of a parallel life also what happened. 2 things happened at once, but physically here, it was flying. It happened, and it came just in front of her vehicle, and you said it was like it hit a brick wall. And instead of, going through her car, it just stopped in midair and crashed down to the ground. So she's all freaked out. She goes to the side of the road, and actually the police come. And I guess about an hour later, after the cleaning the mess up and stuff of moving the truck, she went over to one of the policemen and said, "Yeah, I was in the accident too because my car has chips on it from the asphalt, And they go, "We didn't even see you over there." So what happened with her, which is very interesting, is that in this parallel life, where the same exact thing happened, okay, the vehicle actually, went into her car, and I saw her, hooked up, in a hospital to life support completely. And so her spirit brought back to her all the broken bones because she was feeling all her body aching and in pain. And so it took her probably maybe a day or two to heal that because the spirit was actually at her body in the parallel lifetime. This is the bleed through happened. So she had 2 experiences. The parallel life bled through, and that parallel life that bled through probably actually controlled the physical cars here to do the same thing. But the light ship stopped her from having this truck fly flying in the air, you know, bash into her, you know, through her window and everything else, which would have probably killed her. So that's what happened. So she did one clearing with me, an emotional clearing, and from there the life ship actually, you know, saved her life. So that was quite interesting. And the reason why she had all the pain in her body was because, you know, in that parallel lifetime, her body was actually hit by a vehicle. So, or probably actually, pretty much messed up, you know. You can imagine having a truck fly into your driver's seat with you sitting there. So she's probably pretty well mangled up. But anyway, that's what the light ship can do for you. It happened to her. And, you know, it was very disconcerting for her because she actually saw it physically stop in midair, which completely blew her away, and then it went down to the ground. So anyway, then we have the other things about the fun things with the airplane from JetBlue, where the light ship fixed the landing wheel so that it wouldn't, you know, have a problem. It didn't actually fix them, but it kept the plane from having the landing gear in the front of it break off. That was, I guess, probably about 3 years ago. Then we had the submarine of the, I think it was the Russian men that was submerged over in Europe. So anyway, we have a lot of things that happen. So anyway, back to you, Sylvia.
Well, before we run out of time, could you talk about your upcoming dates where people can find you and the Light Chamber? In New York.
Yeah, we'll be at the New Life Expo, and that's on 34th and 8th Street, the New Yorker Hotel. That'll be coming up a week from this weekend, which will be, I think, the 16th, 17th, and 18th. We'll have the Light Infusion Chamber there. This weekend, I'm going to the ARE Center, Edgar Cayce Center in Manhattan. I'll be doing aura photos there and also healing work. It's like a little fundraiser for the center there. And then I'll have, naturally, like I'm doing now, is private sessions with people in New York, along with seeing them afterwards. So it's just a lot of fun here. I enjoy New York and going to the Bruce Springsteen concert tomorrow night. So that'll be great at the stadium here, giant stadium, I believe. So anyway, that's where I'm going to be. So just give my phone call a jingle or connect with me, you know, through an email, you know, creationlightship@yahoo.com, and we can set up an appointment time for you if you wish. But the expo is very nice. We have a light infusion chamber set up there. It will not be at the ERE Center, but it will be at the expo for 3 days. Oh, back to you, Sylvia.
Could you briefly tell people, for those who aren't familiar with it, what the Light Infusion Chamber is and what that does?
Yes. The first time through it, it takes away your crud. It's like having a wonderful shower, cleanses your auric field, puts your energy field right to your body, fills the holes in your aura, takes away entities, and can also do, for many people, physical healings. And that's the first time through. After that, you can go into it longer if you wish. We have an unlimited session time. It's 5 minutes per session, but you can do the unlimited version. It's $100 and go on there as many times as you'd like. So if you are in New York here or on the East Coast, definitely come on Friday and get the unlimited, and you know, typically go into it, say, five times a day. It'll be up Friday at 3:30, Saturday and Sunday. So the more times you go into it, the better you feel and the deeper you can go with the healing process. And it just starts taking away a lot of your stuff. And it's just a wonderful experience. After seeing people leave it, they just are almost floating. Their energy is so clean around them. Everybody else, when you look at them, they're very, very murky. You can see the fuzz around their bodies maybe coming out about 3 feet. When somebody walks out of the chamber, they look clear, just like, you know, there's no more fog around them or murkiness. So it's just a great experience. It's only one light infusion chamber. Once you walk into it, you are connected right to the light ship, to their healing rooms instantly. and the sessions are 5 minutes in length. That's about all that most people can take because the energy is very intense, very strong, and that's really all that you need. A longer session for most people, you would probably get overdosed. So this is why we do a five-minute session. And that's probably for 90% of the people. Then you come back in again maybe after 15 minutes to a half an hour and have another one after your body can integrate the energy and change its orientation with what it's going through. Remember, your body is where it is with consciousness. And once you change your consciousness of your body, then it can accept more energy. This is how it works. So back to you, Sylvia.
Ron, I noticed that on the conference calls, there's a similar thing, like after the conference call, which is typically 1 hour in length, you know, there's a lot of healing that's just happened. So can you comment on that?
Yeah. During our regular conference calls, even this show here that you're listening to, you're going to find that you're going to feel a lot better afterwards. And the energy does not necessarily drop off to zero. When this, VBS program ends, you're going to feel yourself feeling lighter, maybe a little higher, we'll say, if you want to use that term. Your aches and pains may be leaving you. This is because your body's integrating this energy of healing. And you may even have a miraculous healing during this particular program just by listening to it. So it's hard to say how and why it happens, why people maybe don't have it and other people do, but it's just the way the light ship works. It's what you're ready to receive in a sense, you know, and that's how it works. Remember, you're running on your predisposition on healing from your past genetic coding of your body, from your ancestors. So you're living their experience. Are they ready to have a healing? You know, you might be ready, but are they ready? Because their thoughts are preventing you from having a healing, or they're also, you know, allowing you to have one. So it's up to them what they thought in their lifetimes, you know, thousands of lifetimes. So this is how the healings work. So it's up to them. Naturally, everybody would like to have a healing instantly. And we do those healings instantly, instantaneous healings with the emotional healings that I do for samples and stuff like we do in this program. So those all work. But you have to go much, much, much deeper if you wish to have results happening to you in your body, because remember, you're living all your lifetimes at once. This is what your body's made up of, the judgments, the thoughts of all your ancestors. So until they get released, this is what Jesus was doing 2,000 years ago. His healing stopped when he left the planet, and they began in 2005 again. So if you want to get on the bandwagon of doing the healings of Jesus, you're in the right show right now. And definitely come in the Light Infusion Chamber and or get on the conference calls, go to the online healings for the website, because this is what it's all about. It's for ascension. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I believe our time is up for tonight. It just went by so quickly. Ron, could we leave the listeners with divine peace energy from the light beings?
Sure, that sounds great. So here we go. Here's some peace energy coming in. You can bring the light being up. And like I do on most of the shows, this energy will be with you for the next half an hour, or we'll just say half past the hour. So here it comes. So I'll count to 10. It'll be with you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And there you go. So I'll say blessings to all of you. Have a wonderful evening. And always connect with your spirit and release entities. So bye, everybody.
Good night.
Be on Friday.
Friday, Station 2, at 5 minutes before 7 Pacific. So blessings, everyone, and good night.
Good night.